Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Brooke.
And so how does the income of women and men differ in the arts industries?
In the arts, as in most other industries, women are paid less than men, and there's no, even after you adjust for things like part-time work and so on, there's not always a very clear explanation as to why this is so. In the case of the arts, in the survey that we have done, we've found that as far as creative income is concerned, that is the income that artists make from their creative work, women earn 70% of what men get. That's 30% less. And in the case of their total income, women actually are able to make up some of that gap by taking on more work outside the arts, or at least in arts-related work like teaching and so on. And for them, the gap is about 75% or 25% gap. They earn about 75% of males.
And what trends surround the incomes of artists?
Well, for artists in general, we find that creative income is about $18,800 per year. This was data based on the financial year 2014-15. They get about $13,900 on average from working at other things relating to the arts. And then in addition to that, they get work from working outside the arts, waiting, being a waiter or driving a taxi or something, and the total income is about $48,400. That's the total income on average to artists all across Australia. And when we say artists, we're talking about writers, actors, dancers, visual artists, craftspeople, musicians, composers, and so on. So it's right across the board. And that $48,400 is considerably less than the wage that similarly qualified professionals get, which is sort of around about $80,000. So there's quite a significant shortfall in the income that creative artists get.
Yeah, definitely. And which art professions are mostly affected by this?
Well, in relation to the differences between females and males, it seems to be mainly musicians and possibly writers and visual artists as well who are somewhat worse affected. Women artists in those fields are somewhat worse affected than men. But really, it's pretty much across the board. So you can't really single out any particular art form that's doing particularly well or badly. It's just really, I suppose all you can say is that it's not particularly bright for any of them.
And definitely, why is the income gap wider than other industries?
Well, it's a little difficult to say because the economists have difficulty in explaining the gender gap because once you've controlled for just about everything else that might explain the difference between earnings for different groups, there's still this gap, and it does seem to be either some sort of conscious or unconscious discrimination which goes on. In the case of artists, I think one of the things which we did ask in the survey was, have you had children under your care during your career? And we find that about half of artists, both men and women, say, yes, we have had. But if we then ask, has this significantly affected your practice? We find that about 38%, nearly 40% of women say, yes, it has significantly affected my practice, whereas only about half that number, about 20% of men, say it's affected their practice. So I think that probably reflects the fact that when it finally comes to the point, it's women who take the primary responsibility for childcare, and that's reflected in the ways in which the incomes are different.
Yeah, definitely. And what steps do you think need to be taken to work towards resolving the situation?
Well, look, the only thing I can say in that regard is that we're becoming more aware in society at large, I think, of the situation of women generally in relation to social policy and so on, and indeed in relation to economic policy when it comes to earnings. And so I think there is sort of a greater awareness, has been a growing awareness over time, that this is an issue which as a society we really have to deal with. This is right across the board. In relation to the arts, we have found, and it's probably the only comforting thing news that comes out of this, is that the gender gap is actually narrowing. It has been worse in the past, and it seems to be getting less. But it's pretty slow, and if it goes on, narrowing at the rate that it's been going on, it'd still be another 10 or 15 or 20 years before, we got some sort of parity between men and women artists. And there's no particular guarantee that that downward trend in the gap is going to continue. So it really points to the fact that we need more positive policies cultural policies to, I suppose, to try to rectify this gap and this balance as far as we can. I mean, one of the things which we do find in the survey is that it's always economic factors which prevent artists from working more at their creative art. They, you know, most of them can't work full time, and so we ask them, you know, well, if you could work full time or if you could work more, would you like to work more? And they say yes, or most of them say yes. And then you say, well, why not? And they say, well, it's always the economic factors. There's not enough income from it. They can't make enough of a return from it. They don't have the time because they're too busy trying to earn an income from other places. And if we can do something about making more time available for artists, easing those sorts of financial pressures, for example, through grants to individual artists and so on, which are given by the Australia Council or by state and territory arts agencies and so on, then that's the sort of step in the right direction.
Well, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, David.
Thanks very much, Brooke.